Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, July the 6th. We've got two Irish meetings for you today, Ballyastown and Tipperary. But it's the former track that we're going to be concentrating on here this evening, as we have a really good mixed card for you. We've got five races on the flat, and we've got three jump races to conclude the card as well. All very competitive stuff, lots of big handicaps, and I've got one or two nice bets I'd like to suggest scattered around the card this evening. Hopefully we can make a nice profit, because to be fair, the last couple of nights have been a little bit dry. We haven't had that much success. But hopefully, as I said, it'll change. And we begin with the 5.05, where we take a look at a 5-furlong maiden. And the standout horse on All Known Form is Brick by Brick from the Jessica Harrington Stables. This horse started off life in a very hot maiden at Navan on the 24th of April, finishing a creditable second to Romanised, who went on to Frank the Form with a fantastic run in the Coventry. Also horses in that race, such as Declaration of Peace and Another Bat, have all either won or improved their ratings via that race at the County Kildare venue. Nothing wrong with its last run either, when fourth behind Commander Grigio, who ran with credit in the Railway Stakes at the Curragh on Saturday. Given that he made the running on both occasions until fading late on, one would imagine that this sharp 5 furlongs will definitely suit this gelding by Big Bad Bob. Obviously one or two others in here with form, such as Damsel Fly and My Silver Nails, etc, etc. But I certainly think Brick by Brick sets the standard, and hopefully he can provide another winner for Jessica Harrington in the first. On to the 5.30 then, the usual suspects line up here for this 5 furlong sprint handicap. The likes of Calm Bay and Catwaldo need no introduction to this sharp, left-handed, tight track, given that they've won here plenty of times in the past, particularly Catwaldo. She's got a fantastic record here at this venue. 2 wins, 3 places in 5 to starts. She looks almost certain to run her race here yet again. And after finishing second in this race last year as well, connections have probably had this race on mind for quite some time. Not a bad run either last time out, to suggest the pot is just beginning to come to the ball nicely behind Miss Power at Down Royal. And she very much looks the one to beat. However, I've got a little bit of time as well for Pillar, who's also been in good form so far this season and has rapidly improved since finishing third in this race last year. Sound placed efforts on its last two runs at Tipperary and Cork suggest that this horse is holding its form, and as they sometimes race off the inside rail as well at Ballyastown, I think stall 11 actually won't be a bad draw for this four-year-old trained by Adam McGuinness. So Pillar is taken to just get the better of Catwaldo, the track specialist, in race number two. On to the 6.05 then, which is probably the best race on the card for the flat boys. And Patuana is the obvious choice here from the informed William McCreary stable. I tipped this horse in the Rockingham Stakes at the Curragh on Sunday at a big price, and she didn't let me down with an excellent run to finish fifth, only beating Heads and Necks in a bit of a wild finish behind Titness. And given that she raced a little bit isolated in the middle of the track and didn't get much cover, I actually upgraded that performance. Nathan Crosser rode her on that occasion, has obviously got on well with her, but I certainly see no problem with Lee Roach riding this 3-year-old filly here tonight. Prior to that, she'd run well at Listowel and Fast Ground, and indeed behind Fozzie Stack's very good horse, Son of Rest, in another good race at the County Kildare venue. She's got a good cruising speed. They're likely to go a real fast pace here because we've got River Red Sabor and a one over you in this contest, so it should hopefully set it up for Patuana to come through strong at the end, and she's confident vote there in the 6.05. Right, on to one of my main bets on the card then, in the shape of King's Wharf in this competitive looking 0-65 staying handicap coming up at 6.35. Now, to the casual observer, the form figures of Gavin Cromwell's 8-year-old, you would wonder what on earth this horse is doing. Favourite here, a series of bagels, and even the 7th last time out at Leopardstown probably doesn't read all that well to many who haven't been sort of keeping an eye on this horse's overall profile. But I can tell you that he should turn out to be much better than his handicap mark of 45 in the long term. Brought for a song from the Willie Mullins stable, he quickly repaid connections his faith with a victory at Kelso when landing a gamble a couple of months ago. He also run well behind Dean's Road and Lucky Pat in a very competitive race at Listowel. And he went to the Leopardstown off the back of that run, quietly fancied to run well off his bargain basement mark. Albeit he didn't really get into the race to finish 7th of the 17. He started quite eye-catchingly from the back of the field in one and in once again another typically slowly run staying handicap at Leopardstown, where they basically sprint down the straight. Hopefully a more evenly run race this evening can see this 8-year-old come to a better light. And in what looks a fairly weakish affair, I'd certainly expect King's Wharf to dismiss those rather poor-looking form figures and go well in that fourth race. On to the 7.05 then, and once again another confident vote here in this race, particularly from an each-way perspective, in the favour of Gordon Elliott's Miro, who comes here via two excellent runs at Limerick and the Curragh off the back of a 260-odd day layoff. This horse managed to finish third behind the rapidly improved Fearsoul down in Limerick. And that eye-catching performance was backed up at the Curragh of the day in the Apprentice Derby when finishing again an eye-catching fourth behind Zeftan, who clearly loves every blade of grass at headquarters. On the evidence of that, those two performances, this horse is definitely crying out for a stiffer test of stamina. And the extra 2 furlongs that he encounters here this evening should certainly help him in that department. Declan McDonagh has been booked, so obviously a positive intent has been rubber stamped on this 5-year-old here tonight. And although this horse has yet to get its head in front on the flat in 9 starts today, it can only surely be a matter of time before this horse breaks his duck, and hopefully it might well be tonight. On to the first of the jump races then tonight, coming up at 7.40. It's a very competitive looking mare's handicap over 2.5 miles. Plenty of horses that come here in good form, such as William B and Ask Susan. They're here off the back of victories, but also victorious last time out was Just Janice down in Clonmel. And given that her speed figure was a very eye-catching one for the grade, I'm prepared to give John Kiley's another chance here, despite going up in the weight slightly. She was last with the circuit to run, but such was her dominance in the final circuit that she managed to run over the whole field and end up winning quite comfortably in a very good speed figure. The fourth horse in that race, Go Paddy Go, has gone on to advertise that overall level of the form by really running well in a beginner's chase down in Kilbeggan the other night when chasing home Land of Hope and Glory. So, albeit small sample sizes, I'm quite happy that that speed figure and that form is as good as what it looks on paper. Ambrose McKernan takes a valuable 5 off, and I'd expect John Keely's charge once again to make her presence felt in a similar handicap to the one she faced last time. On to the 8.10 then. This looks a pretty straight match between the front two and the market, who come here via victories last time out. I was really impressed, however, with To Be Lucky's performance at Roscommon. He took to the brush hurdles like a duck to water, and he stayed on very powerfully in the latter stages to winning quite a good speed figure. Arguably the ground, which is yielding to soft on that occasion, probably wasn't absolutely spot on for this gelding by Taboog, as a faster surface on the level when trained by Mark Johnson was very much in his favour, which he's got tonight. Clearly, Royal Hawk is going to be a very difficult opponent for Henry de Bromhead's charge to get the better of, because William Mullins' inmate beat Delta Work on his only start over hurdles in Ireland, and of course Delta Work has gone on to win subsequently. So it's a difficult choice between the two, but the value at 7-4 has to be To Be Lucky this morning to hopefully follow that Roscommon victory. Right, last but not least then, the 8.40 comes up, and my best bet of the night here comes here in the shape of the top weight Stormy, who has been chalked up around about the 4.5-1 mark this morning. And that doesn't look bad value from where I'm sitting, given that the form of that Clonmel race he was victorious in back on the 18th of May has worked out so well. The time figure was excellent, the circuit time was sensational for the grade, and I was really keen to get with the form, and it hasn't really let me down. Fearsoul has won twice since under both codes. Rapid Fitch has been placed twice, it was third. And then we look down the field to the likes of Magnetic Force, Touch of Gold, Sharjah, Thaden Park. They've either won or been placed subsequently. So it just goes to show how good that race was. And even a rise in the weights of £7 shouldn't be enough, technically speaking, to prevent Stormy from going in again. He's a really likable type. He's also run well on his only start here at Bellistown when he was a knock-knocked about fifth here last year, when he wasn't probably in the form as he is now. So I would expect a massive run here tonight from this 7-year-old. And he is my nat vote, as I said, in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do join us again on Saturday evening when we're going to be taking a look at Bellistown's car, because there is only 2 domestic UK evening meetings. So that means Bellistown will be covered on the service. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.